This is Ron Moss from the Heart. Have you ever, I don't know, it's just one of those moments today. Have you ever heard certain words that kind of stay on you? I mean, they kind of never leave you. It's kind of like, or it's they do something to you when you hear it, you know. And I know, you know, some people say, yeah, when somebody say they love me and all of that. And, you know, that could be true. And, you know, but we say so many words that, you know, it becomes routine. But there are certain words that, to me, that stick with me, you know, and it makes me marinate on them and think about them and wonder, you know, what's the true meaning behind it. And there's one particular word that always, you know, it's particularly in the last, I guess, 10, 15 years that I hear people talk about a lot, and it's the word retire. You always hear this word that come up in conversations. Matter of fact, it's kind of like, you know, one day I hope to retire, you know, and I don't know. I always heard that, even when I heard people say, yeah, you know, I retired, you know, I retired about 5 years ago, or people in my family that worked up until time, you know, I can remember when my father retired from the Navy, you know, and other people that I know that retired from construction work or retired from whatever they were doing, you know, the day came when they were able to retire. It almost like it was a kind of a reward that you could get to this place where you would eventually retire. And you know, the older that I get and I hear that word, I hear it a lot now, you know, I'm around the corner from retiring. I'm around the corner from being able to I just want to retire. And I just want to just sit back and relax and just enjoy life. And in reality, the world isn't really set up for you to retire. No, if you really think about it, society is not set up for you to retire. Society is set up to where you have to figure out a way, if and when you stop working like you used to work, or you stop doing the same thing that allowed you to pay this bill or pay that bill or pay this bill or pay that bill, or live this lifestyle, live that lifestyle, live this lifestyle, live that lifestyle. Society really doesn't give you an opportunity, because to me, the whole process of retire meant that I've spent these last 25 or 30 years and 30 years plus, and now I'm at a point where I'm 62 or 65 or 67 and I'm at retirement age, and now I can just sit back and relax, and I don't have any more bills. Well, the light bill still got to get paid. The water bill still got to get paid. Still got to get groceries. I still got to do this. I still have some stuff that I bought that I got to pay off. And now I'm not making the money that I used to make, because the retirement reward money that I'm getting, that I earn over a period of me working, the retirement money that I'm getting is just enough for me to live. Matter of fact, change that word. We're talking about words today. Just enough for me to survive. Forget about the great lifestyle. And then you mentally convince yourself that it's okay for me to have worked all of these years and now barely live for the rest of my life until the end. So this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. I want you to take this in, because I want you to really marinate on this. There's a process of living where in reality, you don't ever retire. Not from the earth, you don't. You don't ever really retire. What you do is, hopefully what you do is gain wisdom over the years, and you learn how to get better and do better so you can live better. And then get to a point where when you don't have to work as much and too much anymore, you can then spend the rest of your life enjoying the hard work, enjoying the time that you had to put in, enjoy the overtime, enjoy the 40-hour work week, the 50-hour work week, the 60-hour work week, sometimes the 80-hour work week. Now you're able to enjoy that because you in the process of learning, you learn how to put a little bit away. You learn how to put a little bit away. You start to discipline yourself because at the beginning, somebody or someone said, hey, oh, by the way, as you get older, what you want to be able to do, because guess what? You're not going to be able to stay on this job forever. Your body is going to start to wear down. It's going to come a point in time where you're not going to be able to work 40 hours. You might only be able to work 20. You might only be able to work 10. And so in the process of that, knowing that's coming, and some incidentals might show up, you know, unless you've got the right type of insurance and or you got this type of insurance and you're able to do this, or you've been able to do some research and find ways that you can save money, that you can hopefully get this discount and get that discount. In the process of growing in wisdom and growing, because you can forget about the word retire, what you're trying to do is get to a place where your lifestyle can line up with the limits of your income. And that can't really start unless you do it at the beginning. Now, people talk about 401ks and all that. Yeah, it's all good. But I would tell you from growing up and kind of looking back, I wish that I would have learned about CDs and wish that I would have took the time and learned about financial growth. I wish I would have took the time to learn about those things. So as I got older, as I begin to get older, and as I begin to notice how my body started changing and how I couldn't do what I used to do, then I can say, wow, I'm so glad that at the beginning, I learned how to put a little bit away. Because once I retire, since for you all who use that word, the light bill don't stop. You don't stop eating. You don't stop watching TV. You don't stop living. So you, in actuality, you never retire. And so stop using that word. It's an insignificant word. What happens is you adjust the way you're living and you're able to enjoy it because you learn in the beginning of the process of either you graduated from high school and you started working, or you graduated from college and you started working. And what's unfortunate is, and I blame myself. I'm an adult who should have pushed that on my kids more as I interacted with them more. I should have pushed that in the beginning. And what it's telling me now is there's still a group of young people, and I know all of you interact with young people too. Talk to them about getting financial wisdom. Please talk to them about getting that savings account or checking account or business account or getting that knowledge, you know, taking the time, because it will benefit you later. Taking the time and learning how to save, learning how to invest for the future. Not retire in the future, but invest for the future. There is no retirement, people. The government might set it up that way to use that terminology, you know, but in real life, in the real world, you just keep going. Can I tell you when you retire? I'm going to tell you when you retire. Matter of fact, if it's in Matthew 25 and 23, if you want to really know when you retire, Since you, if you want to use that word, I'll tell you how you can use that word. It says in Matthew 25 and 23, it says, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. It's when he says, well done. Now, I don't know when he says it to you, but I'm just believing as long as I'm able to do, I'm supposed to keep doing. Because see, when you get that word in your mind, it makes you think that you don't do anything anymore. You don't retire people. What you hope is that you get better and you do better and you live better. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah.